Last Friday's U.S. jobs report produced a mixed bag of messages. On the one side, the payrolls number came in softer than expected. On the other side, earnings came out hotter than expected. On net, despite some intraday volatility, there shouldn't be much change to the Fed outlook, with just about two more cuts priced between now and year end. The bigger story as the new week gets going is a massive wave of broad-based U.S. dollar selling, this most likely on the back of weekend headlines around the U.S. election polls and momentum that has swung back in favor of Harris. By most accounts, Trump's policies have been considered to be U.S. dollar bullish, and the higher probability of a Harris victory is forcing many a trader to reconsider long U.S. dollar bets. There is still a nice amount of time in the opening sessions of the week for more election volatility, so we would take the moves with a grain of salt. Key standouts on Monday's calendar come from German Eurozone manufacturing PMI reads, U.S. factory orders, and some ECB speak. That's all for now.